I surrender all, Lord.
I surrender all.
Everything to you, Lord Jesus.
I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender.
Just raise your hands to Him. Lord, I surrender all.
I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior.
Softly. Do you surrender everything to Him? All that I am, Lord, I surrender to You. Lord, use me. Fill me, Lord Jesus. I surrender everything to You.
Jesus is all I need.
Did he feed your soul today? Are you that elected lady, that bride? Amen. Justified and never sin? Amen. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. What that word means to the bride, to be justified. You never even did it. You never even committed the sin. Justified. He said it was a blood-washed bride. Washed by the blood of Calvary. Amen. He says we're all being made ready. Ready for that rapture. The rapture to take place.
Amen.
The bride recognizes himself and then he comes for his bride. Lord, you're all I need, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Sing it to him.
Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming.
Oh,
Jesus is coming for His bride.
Hallelujah. Just enjoy His presence. You love Him.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Spend eternity together. Dear Lord Jesus, as I walked into the temple this morning, it was no different than what it was in King Solomon's day. Everything's quiet, everything's humble, And we feel the presence of the angels of the Lord here around the walls. Amen. The same angels, Lord, that burned in the walls of the tabernacle at 8th and 10th. Lord, we've been coming here 48 years, and Lord, it's just like starting all over again. I could run through a troop and leap over the wall this morning, God, because I've felt your presence, Lord. In this invisible union, Lord, that we see in the bride of Jesus Christ, Lord, it bonds us together. It makes us pray for those, Lord, who are in need. It makes us walk into places of business and stop and turn. And God says, go pray for that precious colored brother. He's sick. And Lord, you came down and touched his body, soul, and spirit. He wept his way through to Calvary just like we did. Lord, this is the place, God, that you called. And Lord, as I was standing there before Brother Joseph said anything, the Lord spoke to me. I feel like I walked into that holy city already. My spirit is there with the prophet and Brother Doc and Brother McAnally and Brother Shepherd, Lord. I could go on and on, but Lord, my presence is there. I may be absent in body, but God, our spirits are worshiping with them and the angels this morning. Those angels sing 24/7, Lord, in our time, but in God's time, it's eternal. Holy, 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 holy unto the Lord. Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. And Lord, let us receive what you have in store for us. Lord, every person that has a sickness or a need in their body, Lord, it's nothing we can do, but it's what you did at Calvary, Lord. Here we see the world just worshiping Christmas and things and celebrating. And Lord, every day we listen to that quote of the day, we select a tape, Lord, and we sit down and we listen to that tape because it's food to the bride of Jesus Christ. Lord, we love you this morning. And Lord, as we pray for our neighbors that are beside us, Lord, reach down and just come down and touch that daughter, touch that son, touch that loved one, Lord, wherever they're at. And Lord, until they turn back unto Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, bless our precious brother Joseph and brother Billy and the workers at the Voice of God. God, there's not a day goes by we don't continually pray and call their names in prayer. Because, Lord, we're part of this bride. And Lord, when you sent that prophet of God, Brother Branham, Lord, he called out, Lord, my mom, and she was healed, but she doesn't believe the message. And out of the whole family, Lord, oh, praise his name. I've taken it to the corners of the world, and I'll do it again, Lord, whatever your calling is. But our hearts every day should be praying for Brother Joseph and Brother Billy Paul and Sister Lois and Sister Valerie and their children, Lord, and every worker here. Lord, we always pray for them. And Lord, when the last one receives this message, sorry, we're going home. Lord, I feel the pull of the Holy Spirit this morning, Lord. It's just the sweetest presence, Lord. Help us to just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Raise our hands and say, Lord, we appreciate you. You're the Holy One of Israel, Lord, we serve. And anyone here that has a need this morning, Lord Jesus, as we join hands together, let our faith just bolster each other up. And Lord, if it's a lost loved one, a sick one, someone that's dying, Lord, God, you can come down on the scene. Lord, I knew I had to come this weekend. I walked away Friday and left my son in an orange suit in a jailhouse. Lord, he was arrested. But God, it doesn't make any difference. I come back up here and I'm bringing it to the altar of mercy and grace. I've laid it down, God. Oh, Heavenly Father, I love you. God, you're wonderful. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Praise your name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. God bless each and every one of you. Take the name of Jesus with you.
Sing alleluia to the King. Oh, sing alleluia to the King. Sing alleluia.
you that bride.
Amen. Oh, Jesus is coming for his bride. Jesus is coming for his bride.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Oh, Jesus is coming for his bride.
Let's sing it once more to him. I'm so happy he's coming for his bride.
Jesus is coming for his bride. Jesus is coming for his bride.
Yes.
Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming.
Oh, Jesus. Softly to him. May the Lord richly bless you and be with you over these holiday seasons. Travel up on the road to give you traveling mercies. A blessing to be with you. Draw you closer to him. To be more like him. We're all hoping for one thing. Between now and the next time we meet, Jesus will be coming for his bride.
Amen.
And I raise my hand and say, I'm part of that bride, Jesus.
Thank you.
I'm looking for his coming.
Amen.
May he be with you in a special way. Don't forget your greatest gift that you want to give this holiday season. Your time with him.
Amen.
It's the greatest gift that you can give. And you'll receive the greatest gift that you've ever received. A refreshing of the sweet Holy Spirit. This sweet anointing which will be with you. Because you can't outgive, Father. You just simply can't outgive. The more that you give him, the more that he'll give you back. Spend as much time as you can with him. And listen to that still small voice just speak to you over the holidays. The Lord richly bless you. I want to remind you again, as the children, as you leave, as you go out the door to the far right, they've got a little gift for you there to take with you. God richly bless you and to be with you. Maybe we'll just sing our little dismissal song that until we meet again, that we want God to be with you, to keep you. And turn to the person next to you and shake their hand and tell them that you'll be praying for them. And that until we meet each other again, God be with you till we see you again. Be praying for one another, loving one another. The next time you see that face might be across the table of a wedding supper.
Till we meet. Till we meet. Till.
God bless you. You're dismissed. Until we meet again, God be with you. God bless you.
God bless you.